This is The Nature of Reproductive System. My name is Marian Hawkins. Episode number 1 is here. Today's episode is titled, Reproductive System. This episode is brought to you by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
The female reproductive system is a complex and intricate system that is responsible for the creation of new life. The primary function of the system is to produce and nurture a fertilized egg until it develops into a baby. In order to understand the female reproductive system, it is important to learn about the various organs and hormones that work together to make this process possible. Firstly, the ovaries are two small organs located on either side of the uterus. They are responsible for producing and releasing the eggs that are necessary for reproduction. Each ovary contains thousands of follicles, which contain immature eggs. One follicle will mature and rupture each month, releasing a mature egg into the fallopian tube where it can potentially be fertilized by sperm.
The fallopian tubes are two thin, muscular tubes that connect the ovaries to the uterus. The fallopian tubes are the site of fertilization, the process where sperm meets and penetrates the egg. If fertilization occurs, the fertilized egg will travel down the fallopian tube and into the uterus, where it will implant and develop into a baby.
The uterus is a muscular organ that is designed to support a growing baby. During menstruation, the lining of the uterus is shed, but during pregnancy the lining grows and thickens to provide a nourishing environment for the growing baby. The cervix is the opening to the uterus and allows sperm to enter and menstrual blood to exit.
In order for the female reproductive system to function properly, it relies on a complex interplay of hormones. The hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and ovaries all work together to coordinate the menstrual cycle and ovulation. The hypothalamus produces gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, which signals the pituitary gland to release follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, and luteinizing hormone, LH. FSH stimulates the growth of follicles in the ovaries, and LH triggers ovulation. After ovulation, the follicle transforms into the corpus luteum, which produces estrogen and progesterone to prepare the uterus for pregnancy.
However, there are several conditions that can affect the female reproductive system. Polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, is a hormonal disorder that can cause irregular periods, infertility, and other health issues. Endometriosis is a condition that occurs when the tissue that lines the uterus grows outside of it, causing pain and infertility. Pelvic inflammatory disease, PID, is an infection of the reproductive organs that can cause infertility if left untreated.
Overall, the female reproductive system is a complex and fascinating system that plays a crucial role in human reproduction. Understanding the various organs and hormones involved can help individuals make informed choices about their reproductive health. Regular checkups with a gynecologist and healthy lifestyle choices can also help to maintain optimal reproductive function.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Marian and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of The Nature of Reproductive System and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.